T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Yeah, we went out today and we tried to set our mind to establishing the run first. And a couple plays, got ahead of ourselves there and put ourselves in some bad situations. But we stuck with it, popped off some really good runs with Frank and LaShawn. And, the last 2-minute run with Motor was really good, too.
From your standpoint, only getting to throw 6 times, and yes, your most extended action, but assuming you're not going to play next week, what's that mean to you, if anything?
Yeah, obviously I wish I was a little smarter with the football tonight. There's one play in particular we got bailed out there, but something that I can't do, and I know I can't do that, but I'm glad it happened in the preseason. Just a little reminder of, what I can and can't do. I understood that we wanted to run the ball, and I wanted to take a shot, and I can't go with that mindset, so I got to be smarter with the football there.
Yeah, you had, and I think like those first 2 series, a couple of third down plays, those throws were, from above, it looked like one was an overthrow, one was kind of behind Cole. Did you just, were those 2 you wanted to have back?
Or? Yeah, just some communication things. Obviously I could have delivered a better ball, and I wish I did in those situations, but again, it's something to learn from. Getting on the same page here, it takes a couple of those to understand if we're lacking communication somewhere. So, like I said, I'm glad it happened now. We can address it and we'll learn from it.
Did you know that you were going to
start? Said what?
Going into the game, did you know that you weren't going to play after halftime?
Correct.
So then what is your mindset knowing that you have this 2-minute drill here?
Yeah, I wanted to be good on our operation there. We had a long road to go. Frank started us off with a couple good runs. Found John there twice, and he did a good job of getting the ball and moving it upfield. And then Shady on the draw did fantastic. And then, Motor finished it off for us there. So it was just a good drive to be a part of, just operation-wise, having a live 2-minute situation that I haven't had yet. So like I said, those are the ones that we need to have, and we got that one tonight. I don't think so. Coach McDermott does a really good job with us in practice as far as situational football, understanding what type of situation we're in. We knew what situation we were in. We had, basically all 2 minutes, a couple timeouts, needed to do exactly what we needed to do. Check downs were viable options for us there just because we had the timeouts and we had so much time, and we took advantage of that. And when we ran the ball, we ran it really well there. So I applaud our offensive line and our running backs for getting the job done there.
Gosh, it's such a limited snapshot. 10 series, I think, total for you in these 3 games for the whole preseason. What's your level of readiness?
I'm ready to go. Yeah, I can't wait. For week 1, playing real football and understanding that this type of football in preseason, it helps us get ready for that. So I think we're we're itching to get out there and play some real football. And I'm speaking for myself there, especially. I'm just chomping at the bit, and I know our offensive focus is, we're ready for it.
And is it fair to say that there's a lot of things that just aren't seen or known by those of us who aren't watching you in every practice, because there's sessions that aren't open of those. Plus, you look at the preseason as one thing, as you said, it's a different kind of football. Is your mind in 2 different places in that regard?
No.
Preparing for the regular season and then...
Doing all this stuff that we're doing preseason helps us prepare for the first game and going into the regular season. So we understand that as an offense. We understand that these reps are super valuable. Going out there and getting in sync, like I said, trying to be on the same page with our receivers and communication with myself and the linemen and then to the running backs and just seeing different things. You know, it's all football, you know, at the end of the day. We're still playing on the same same field, so we got to go out there and try to execute the best we can.
Is the line situation, which might even have taken another turn here with Spain's injury, how does that affect you thinking about what they have played the whole group?
Yeah, it doesn't affect me at all. You know, I know we got a good offensive line room. We got a great coach there. They're going to be coached to the T, and we're going to communicate well, and we pride ourselves on that. So I have faith in the five guys that we put out there. It doesn't matter who it is, just because I know the core pieces that we have and how we communicate and how hungry we are up there, we'll be fine.
Frank, Captain Lee, you were kind of having words with Walker there. Is that something that you're too?
Yeah, obviously the play, you never want to see one of your teammates get hit really light, and especially when it's Frank Gore, you know, a guy that's played so long in the league. And, you know, I was a little fired up. I think our whole side was fired up. So, you know, just sticking up for one each other, that's what we're doing.
And Tyree, look, we haven't seen him at a struggle the first couple games, but it's the first thing work in the room and at practice, what do you see him developing?
He learns every day. Every rep that he gets, you know, he doesn't take for granted. He understands that he does have limited reps, and he understands that when he gets those reps, he's got to make sure that he's doing the right thing. And when he's not in, he's taking the mental reps, you know, outside, talking with our coaches, talking with Matt and myself. When he's not in, what we saw there, why we did this. So he's been great with that in that aspect, and that's only going to continue to get better as well. I love the kid. He's one of the guys that just gravitate towards. Just his mindset. You know, he had the opportunity to speak in front of us as a team, and he's just one of those guys that you absolutely pull for, and you want one of those guys on your team. And you know, he's gone out the last couple games and made some really big plays for us, and you know, it speaks volumes on his character and why he does that, and it's no surprise to me. He's just hungry. He doesn't care what's in his way. He's faced a lot of adversity in his life. One of those guys that's just going to find a way. And you know, I'm speaking for the entire team here. He's had a, you know, tough upbringing that he's gone in front of, and I'm just happy for him. Just how he's played the last couple games. Perfect. Thank you, guys.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.